Whatever speaks shame in your life, it comes to an end this morning. Whatever has been humiliating you, whatever has been humiliating you, whatever has been humiliating you, is it in your body? Is it in your family? Is it in your marriage? Is it in your business? Is it in your academics? Whatever has been humiliating you, it comes to an end this morning. The blood of Jesus against it. The blood of Jesus against it. The blood of Jesus against it. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has risen against your future, whatever has stood against your destiny, whatever speaks negative, that when they look at you, they say, this one shall not become something in life. This morning, it expires in the name of Jesus Christ. The Egyptians you have been seeing, you shall see no more. I say you shall see no more. I say you have seen them no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he took our infirmities. If he took it, that means it is no longer there. I say it is no longer there. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, mighty God, for what you have done. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Son of God. You are faithful. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you for answers to prayers. We have believed all this while. We have been crying since the beginning of the year. Thank you because it is done. Thank you because we have done it. Thank you, faithful God. Thank you, Jehovah. We give you praise. We give you praise. This is your day. This is the hour you've long waited for. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, King of Glory, because you have done it again. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to say congratulations to you, because after this service, anybody that sees you on the road will say to you, congratulations. I don't think you heard me, because your amen sounded like you came for God to admire you. After this meeting, whoever meets you on the road will say congratulations to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God because he has done it already. Amen. Since the beginning of the service, the Lord has been speaking to each and every one of our hearts. And for some, it is still the fact that they have not believed what God has told them. They are so used to the things that they have been told about their sickness, about their home, about their career, that it is difficult to believe. And the Bible they carry is for carrying and on Sunday, not for believing. And God is saying this morning, every such knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in your heart, it comes to an end this morning. Every knowledge that exalts itself, every idea, every philosophy, every reasoning, every wisdom that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in your life, the blood of Jesus against it. It is cursed in Jesus' name. Jesus came to deal with everything comprehensively. The scripture came earlier this morning. Said the reason why the Son of God came is that he might destroy the works of the enemy. The enemy has been working from beginning. Yet it pleased God. We read Isaiah chapter 53. The Bible says it pleased God to bruise him. If God has bruised Christ for my sake and for your sake, why are you carrying that thing? Why are you insisting that it belongs to you? Why is it that when it happens in that home, it is like, this belongs to me, this is my lot? Friend, whatever gift, whatever thing that sounds like a gift, whether positive or negative, that has not come from heaven in your life, it comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever God does in our lives, the Bible says it shall be permanent. Thank you, Son of God. Because you took our place upon the cross. If you took my place, then I'll be a usurper, I'll be a robber if I go and start taking that place again. If he took it, then you'll be a robber to go and start carrying what the baggage that Satan crafted and designed for this one as he's entering the earth. And you go and start tampering with it again. Then you are a robber. Hallelujah. If he took it, where is it? It's no longer there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he took it, then it's no longer there. And that situation, whether it's in the home, whether it's in your career, whether it's in business, whether it's in your academics, that the brain has been locked up. You are going through the exam. When others are going, you are going. You have to write, because if you stay back at home, they'll be wondering why you are back at home. Your others are in class, waiting for the paper. Whatever Christ has taken, it is no longer yours. I want you to say to yourself, it's no longer mine. It is no longer mine. To say to that situation, it is no longer mine. You are no longer mine. Mention it by name and tell that situation that has been plaguing you, that has been plaguing somebody that is close to you, I want you to speak to that situation right now. Tell it, it is no longer mine. You are no longer mine. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians, the scripture says, now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. God who called you is faithful. He will do it. And he has done it. I say he has done it. He has done it. He has done it. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I'll speak to those areas, because the Lord deals with us in a composite way. He deals with our bodies. And many times, we fail to realize and to remind the devil that, look, first of all, because it is light that lives inside of me, my body is the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is it possible for somebody to come to this place when there's somebody guarding it to come in here and defile it? Hallelujah. Is it possible? It is only if the person is allowed to do so. I don't know the permission you've been granting the devil because of what you know, because of the past, because of today, because of the events that you see today, and the devil has just been having a field day. So this morning, whatever such permission that you have given, the door is closed to darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. Says you are God's temple. If somebody defiles the temple of God, God will destroy that person. Whatever it is that seeks to destroy the temple of God, God destroys that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When somebody says, look, there is this sickness that has been plaguing me, what I ask first is it allowed by the Lord? If you have not gotten an answer that God says, just hold on, I have a reason why I've allowed this, then whatever is left there is what you have allowed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whatever that is still left there is what you have allowed, because apart from the one that he allows or disallows, the next one is our level, because he gave us dominion over the earth, over the air, and over everything beneath the earth. And he said, whatever you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Whatever you disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. So the rest of it is what you have allowed. will be what I've allowed. Whatever that circumstance is, wherever it is that is plaguing us. Hallelujah. But he said, this is my temple. And God does wonders in our bodies. And many times our minds and our knowledge keeps us. There were many things that were said about those that acted in one way or the other. Plus the wonder about the cancer. So many things. I know them because I went through medical school as well. So many things that are said. And each day we still face them. It's not just outside. There are people here who have faced similar things in their homes as well. Hallelujah. But I know, and I know, and I know that whatever God does not allow has not been allowed. Amen. Whatever God has not allowed, it doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had a challenge recently. And somebody came after surgery. The person came and they saw the test and they wrote it out and told me that the deeper problem was the problem. And that there was going to be another surgery. The moment that my senior colleague was saying it, in front of him, I said, Lord, I have heard you, but the chapter is closed. I was not told about this additional one. Hallelujah. The first one I was told, and I prepared, though it was urgent. But I pushed and pushed and said, that got settled. The second one, I was not told. As far as he is concerned, this person is not entering under the table again. It is a closed matter. Let me wait for the Lord and hear again. Hallelujah. And thank God, because if not, the person would have been rushed under the table again. Thank God. For weeks, I cried to God. I said, what is it that is in your mind about this matter? And one day, the one day in your own life is here today. I said, the one day in your life is here today. One day, the Lord knocked me up around 2 a.m. And I just heard him saying expressly, son, the second thing you were told is what the devil had planned. But I contain this within the limits of what I told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever the Lord has no record of in heaven about you and your family and your marriage, it ends this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. It comes to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever he has removed, whatever he has stolen, whatever the enemy has stolen, whatever joy, whatever peace, whatever understanding, whatever memory, whatever thing and business that you need to move through, God is bringing supernatural restoration this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. One patient, like many of these things that were said this morning, came on one day that I was a bit not very ready to crack patients. And he landed on the table with difficult things. And when we talked, he just started telling me about how he had got impotent, blah, blah, blah. How this one was happening. Sorry, how he couldn't have an erection again. And he talked and talked and talked and said everything. I said, God, what is this one today? I don't even understand what they do and they do to help these people. But Lord, just like those that were here, even if the woman didn't stay alive, there is a gift that is beyond this body that will still go to hell that has been given to that person. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, everything is possible with you. Hallelujah. And I started asking him questions. What is wrong with you, sir? He said he's a pastor. You're a pastor, where? He told me. I said, can you tell me what happened exactly? Is there any issue that's been going on? That was where I was led that morning. And every day, we meet such people who are coming our way, wherever we are. I said, sir, is there any problem? He ended up opening up after I led him to Christ. More like a rededication of his life, because he was a pastor somewhere. And he said, I fell into sexual sin. And I was demoted. So I was posted to a village church instead of where I was in town before. Since then, I've not recovered. I've not got myself. Since I just started telling the man, I said, have you asked God for forgiveness? He said, yes. Have they punished you for it? He said, yes. Have you realized that you have been forgiven? He said, no. That is, even though people have condemned him, he has also condemned himself. Praise the Lord. I said, look, the Son of God makes you free. You are free indeed. He has set you free. He has forgiven you. Why are you carrying the baggage that doesn't belong to you? Why are you carrying what doesn't belong to you? And that was the only area that we dealt with. We talked and talked. As we discussed, suddenly, it looked like he started seeing that, look, I've been forgiven. I've been washed. I've been changed. My past has been rewritten. God has canceled the ordinances that were written against me. God has given me a new opportunity. God has given me a new chance. My past no longer controls and determines what happens about my future. It cannot control my body, which is a temple where the Holy Spirit is living. Along the line, the man said, doctor, I want to go. I said, where are you going? He said, I want to go. I said, what's wrong? Why? He said, I want to go. My body is doing me somehow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His body was doing him somehow. Because he had not forgiven himself. He had condemned himself. The man had lost everything that is able to stimulate his senses and to make him satisfy his wife. And the moment he changed, everything came crumbling. Whatever has been plaguing your life, this morning it crumbles in the name of Jesus Christ. It crumbles in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever area in your life, whatever area in your life that has lost the ability to perform the way it should, whatever thing in your walk that has made you ashamed, this morning it crumbles. I say it crumbles in the name of Jesus Christ. God doesn't only deal with our bodies. He also deals with our spirit man. And many times people stand up and shout and do many things, but God has dealt with the spirit man. Paul says he was made a curse for us. For curse is anyone that hangs upon a tree. If he's made a curse for you, if he's made the curse for you, then it means you're uncursable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he's made a curse for me, then nobody can curse me. Can you say to yourself, I'm uncursable? I'm uncursable. I'm uncursable. Because Jesus has become my curse. Therefore, I am uncursable. So shall it be in Jesus' name. That's why the prophet speaking, Balaam, when he got the privilege of talking about the children of Israel, the Bible says that he had told Balak in the book of Numbers chapter 23, he said, make sacrifices. And Balak sacrificed seven times. Seven times over. Seven times over. Thank God. The Bible says that afflictions may arise seven times, but every one of them, the Lord delivers his people out of them. No matter how many times they have spoken concerning you, no matter what curses they have raised before you, no matter how many times they have spoken, no matter what they have declared, whether it's in the village, wherever it is, it doesn't matter. This morning, the Lord is saying that affliction shall now arise another time in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says there that Balaam arose and said, as far as these people are concerned, Numbers 23:23, there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. Listen, this thing that you are tampering with, it will not work. Someone told me once, he said that they were looking for my picture somewhere. some years ago. Hallelujah. And I went to a Photoshop and I printed pictures. And I told him to go there and pour it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a problem when somebody sees you in a mirror. It's not a problem. They did it 7 times over for the children of Israel. He said, for their God is with them. No iniquity has been found in Jacob. Whenever I open this, I am seeing that their God is with them. And as long as their God is with them, they are uncursable. I am uncursable. I am uncursable. No matter how many times they gather against Jesus Christ. There are many people that are visionaries. There are many people that sometime in their past, sometimes I see those who were my classmates. We did many things. We said many things. There were many prophecies upon our heads. God can give us insight about our destiny in life. What takes us there is our character. He's already planted us on a hill. The Bible says we are light. We're a city set on a hill. He has planted us up there. But it takes a vehicle of character to go there. There are many visionaries, even amongst us. But nothing destroys visions and destinies like character. Nothing interrupts vision and destiny like character. Character. What makes a man is largely inside. We may see everything we see outside. What makes you, what makes me is inside. It is not your career. It is not your status. It is not where you are coming from. It is not because your parents have money. It is inside. Joseph, Genesis chapter 39, a man that feared the Lord. How can I do this thing and sin against God? He had everything at his disposal. How can I do this and sin against God? And in 39, in 40, he entered the prison. In 39, he entered the prison. By Genesis 41, he was the second person in command in Egypt. How can I do this and sin against God? God said, this man is promotable. Lift him. The way we've been seeing some of the events, how can I walk out on a patient because at this time, I am not happy because they have not increased my salary. Joseph's character in prison was the same character in Potiphar's house as a servant. His character was also the same when he was in the kingdom. His place, his position, his feeling did not determine his character. And if you go to 39, the Bible says there that Potiphar left everything to him. He didn't have to bother about anything. Potiphar could relax. The same thing that was recorded that concerning Potiphar was what was recorded concerning the head of the prisoners in the prison. He said that the man left everything to him. By the time he entered the palace, the Bible says that the Pharaoh said that without me, nobody shall leave them. The same thing. He left everything to him because of what? Character. Is there any anointing there? Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. How Jesus, the Son of God, he said, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who, even though he was God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Yet being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and gave himself to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, what does therefore mean? Because of this, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Did we read about anointing there? Did we see anything about his career? Did we see anything about the power that was released upon him first? He humbled himself. How humble you are determines how much God exalts you. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. The degree of your righteousness determines the essence of your exaltation. The degree of your humility going down determines how high God can take it. A people here nobody can talk to. Do you know who I am? Who are you? Ask every medical person here. There's a ligament that goes here and a nerve that goes around it. If anything touches it, we are finished. Do you know who I am? Who are you? Who are you? Moses was meek in all his ways. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The degree of your meekness determines how much God enlarges your coast on earth. It's not your career. It's not because you're the only doctor on earth, or engineer, or businessman. Your ways and your strategies are the things that are happening. For every righteous expansion, meekness is at the center of it. Meekness. God was looking for a man who would lead even the largest congregation on earth, 6 million people. He found it in a man that was said to be the meekest man on earth. Because if I tell him something, he will follow my ways. Meekness determined the expansion of his courses. Abraham, the faithful one, that's what we know him as. Why? Blessed is the man who is faithful. The one that is faithful in a little, what will happen? I'll give him a little more. Because he's been fruitful from the little I've given him. It means the more faithful you are, the more fruitful you are. Character. 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 This morning, whatever has been plaguing our character, whichever area of our life that we look, we know that that issue is there. God is bringing supernatural healing this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. God is bringing healing in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many people you see and they've destroyed even where they live. This one cannot talk to the other one. This one cannot talk to the other. Character. Character. Their homes that are shattered. Character. There are probably people here that their homes are divided. Like a friend I met yesterday. He's bought, this year alone, he's bought 2 or 3 cars. And when we sat down, it diverted me in the morning, in the afternoon. After we left where we were having the medical outreach. And I shifted. I was there with him. I had to be there. I couldn't leave until about 6. His home is in shambles. He will talk, the wife will talk. Love, he is not there. From the wife, submission is not there. So everybody is fighting. What is the primary thing? Men have a problem with loving their wives. They have many passions. And if God doesn't implant the love of God in them, they will always make time for those passions and provide for the family. God didn't call us to provide for the family. That is not the primary thing. If you love, provision is not a problem. And from the wife's side, submission. Submission. No, my way is the way that will always happen. Friends, you're taking gradual steps to the loss of your destiny without knowing. My way is the way in this house. And some pick up strange characters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 2 fighters cannot be in the same house. Whatever it is that is a stumbling block in the marriage of any family here, the blood of Jesus against it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us righteous homes. In Jesus' name. Joseph, I'll round up with him. Sorry, Job. Bible said he had integrity, character. In his home, can I? The wife said, are you still here carrying this sickness? Why not curse God and die? Job said, look, woman, you don't understand where I'm going. Shall I receive affliction from the Lord? Good things, I don't receive affliction. Can you just find your level, Biko? He had integrity. His family knew him for integrity. Hey, father here. In business, or a young man, even a young woman, in business, in academics, we can't find integrity. Mark that person, especially if he's a believer, who is cheating the business and diverting the customers of your head towards yourself. Mark that person. He has disqualified himself for God's exaltation. You are cornering them. Like Absalom was cornering people that were coming to his father's place. Absalom was qualified enough to be the king. He was beautiful. He was glorious. His appearance was mighty. But God says concerning that one, he has already diverted his destiny. Character. Character. Job had integrity. Can I sin against God? And this morning, I don't know what it is that our lives have been like. I don't know what it is that our homes have been like. I don't know what it is that we see. I don't know what our children have been like. This morning, we'll be raising that up to God in prayer, saying, Lord, restore. Restore. You planted us to be high up there. You set us up for a purpose. You raised this family for a purpose. Our destiny in the future is for greatness. You set us up as a light that others should come to. You set us up as people that are carrying your composite image, reflecting your glory, reflecting your power, reflecting your might. But Lord, whatever it is that has kept us from this, Lord, we're asking this morning, let it be dealt with. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, and you'll be asking, Lord, you look at this area of my life. Look at this issue. I've heard this and I've kept it up till this time. The Bible says, come unto me, all you who are heavy and who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Wherever there has been turmoil in our lives, let there be rest this morning. Let there be rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever child that you have been looking at, and that child looks like he or she will not become useful in life, we declare rest. We declare peace. We declare restoration. We declare that God's glory shall be upon him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's rise up and pray. We're going to talk to the Lord this morning. We're going to ask him, Lord, I am a city set on a hill. And I'm a city set on a hill, I cannot be hid. Lord, whatever it is in my life, whatever it is in my body, thank God because the great physician is here. Thank God because the Son of God is here. Whatever area of my life, open your mouth and ask the Lord. Father, King of Glory, let there be an end to that matter. Let there be an end to that matter this morning. Let there be an end to that matter. Wherever, Lord, oh God, your word says that none shall be barren in the land. Just lay your hands on that tummy and say, Lord, that is your word. Father, it is done. Next year, this time, my child is 3 months old. This time next year, my child I'm carrying for dedication here. In the name of Jesus Christ, every area of my character, every character defect, Lord, you have made us to be light. You have made us, oh God, to be light. Therefore, whatever speaks to darkness in our lives, it ends this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, Lord, that whoever is here, and Father, is when plagued by sickness, is when plagued by sickness that, Lord, you have not permitted. Ancient of Days, the blood, the mighty, the word makes us understand, Lord, that Jesus took, he took our infirmities. That means it's no longer there. Father, we declare, it is no longer there. It is no longer there. You're healed in Jesus' name. You're healed in Jesus' name. You're healed in Jesus' name. Iquesiri, eliguenasi, niquesiri, iquesiri, eluanasi, narekele. Oh, God has lifted you up, nobody should bring you down. Whatever it is that has been bringing you down and humiliating your life, this morning it ends in the name of Jesus Christ. God said in his word that you have made us priests and kings, like we read. Everything that keeps you in slavery, every character fault, every sickness, everything in your career that has made you a slave to the things that should be serving you, this morning freedom comes your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever, whatever area that the devil has stolen things and has stolen joy, he has stolen that peace, he has stolen that rest, even in your family, even in your marriage, this morning, God is bringing his restoration right now in the name of Jesus Christ. God is entering that business again in the name of Jesus Christ. God is bringing healing upon that finances in the name of Jesus Christ. Igwe Sirio, Eligwe Nasi, Igwe Sirio. Can you open your mouth and begin to prophesy concerning that situation? Can you begin to prophesy concerning that situation? Igwe Sirio, Eligwe Nasi. Open your mouth and prophesy. Open your mouth and prophesy concerning that situation. Whatever you allow is allowed. Whatever you disallow is disallowed. Whatever God has given you, whatever God has settled in our life, even at the beginning of the service, prophesy concerning that matter. Prophesy concerning that issue. Prophesy concerning that matter. Lord, heal my character. Lord, heal my character. Lord, heal my character. Lord, my spirit is free. There is no bondage, there is no enchantment against me. There is no divination against me. Whatever has been speaking darkness in my life, I'm commanding light to shine upon that circumstance. Whatever has kept me unattractive, whatever has kept me unlovable, it is ending this morning. It comes to an end. Prophesy concerning your family. Prophesy concerning that marriage. The devil cannot disappoint you, and outside you look like a happy couple. Back home, even your children cannot come near you.
And forever,
whatever has been dealing with the need you see in your place of work,
God can do it again.
Whatever has been causing pride and posing to be your character, God resists the proud. resists the proud. God resists the proud. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Lord, block this pride out of my life. You may be here and there has been that health issue and it's been intractable. I just want you to come to the front. Hands will be laid on you to confirm and to establish the things that God has already done, because he's been doing it. Just go to the front while the rest of us continue to pray. Is there someone like that? Is there someone like that? Please, can you just make it fast?
This speaks for a while. My body, broken hearted, great physician is here. The Lord has begun the healing. We just lay hands on you to confirm.
Is there a family and a marriage that needs healing? As you go out as well, just hold the hand of your spouse. And you know that healing is needed in that area.
Behind one person, give us peace. Today is the day of visitation. God said it. The year is coming to an end. The blessings will ripen with mercy, and you will receive your name. Before we pray, laying hands on those who are sick, the Lord says, there was no iniquity found in Jacob. With all the expectations and prayers this morning, the Lord says, my ear is not blocked that I cannot hear. My hand is not shortened that I cannot reach out and touch and see. Your iniquity have separated me from you. This morning as you are here, either in front or back, and you know you are not yet born again. Father, mother, worshiping here, came from outside. You do not have the peace that Jesus gives to the children of God. You are in tomorrow. You are still in sin. If the trumpet were to sound now, you will not go to heaven. You know. You do not have a witness in your spirit that you belong to Christ. This is the opportunity to be engrafted. Hold back no more. This is the appointed time. He stands at the door and knocks, and all he needs is your pride to go. You're willing to hand over your life to him. If that's your situation, you want Jesus to transform you, cleanse your path, give you the assurance of salvation. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you. You love me. I stand before you and your sanctuary, and I come with all my heart. I am sorry for my past. I am sorry for my sins. I repent of them. I no longer continue in them. This morning, I surrender completely to your Lordship. Let the blood you shed on the cross avail for me. Forgive me. Heal me. Save me. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' name we pray. If you pray that prayer, just raise your hand where you are. Just raise your hand where you are.